Quincy's palm was rough against her cheek. It tickled her and brought a flood of unexpected heat low in her stomach. She halted, a bit frightened. His lips whispered across her neck. She let her head fall back. She exposed her throat to him. His breath was warm and tantalizing across her collarbone. He'd go lower, she thought. Must remember to moan. Yellow flowered fields and smooth flowing streams. She could feel his lips, firm and skillful. But she could also feel the dark places hovering just out of sight. Yellow flowered fields and smooth flowing streams. He would touch her breast. She would arch her back. Get it over with. Get it done. She felt suddenly, unspeakably sad. She had started this, but it wouldn't be what she needed in the end. And she'd been wrong to do this with Quincy. He wasn't like the other men. With them, it had been cheap and mindless. With this man, it would be blasphemy. She lowered her head. Don't let him see her eyes. Don't let him see her stark and gray and thinking so hard about yellow-flowered fields and smooth-flowing streams and Danny O'Grady holding the shotgun that had blown off her mother's head. She ached. She suddenly ached so hard she didn't know where the pain ended anymore and Rainey Connor began. Quincy's hands came up. He feathered back her hair with his fingers. He swept the long, fine strands from her face. And then he kissed the corner of her eye where the first of her tears had gathered. Rainey scrambled off the bed. For God's sake, don't be so damn nice. She came to a halt in front of the rickety table, holding the collar of her shirt shut with her hand and breathing much too hard. On the bed, Quincy sat up slowly. His dark hair was mussed. She didn't remember doing that. His cheeks were raspy with 5 o'clock shadow. She slapped a hand against her throat and belatedly felt the warm flush of whisker burn. Shit. She was an idiot. She just was. And now she was going to cry. And that would be adding insult to injury. How could one person be so dumb? That was it. She grabbed her coat and headed for the door.